So welcome to our Sunday Earth Healing service on the 17th of March, 2024. I'm going to be recording all of this evening because there's no messages this evening. And those recordings will be available to download for free. You'll be able to find them after the service on the free stuff page under Sunday Angel Service. If you yourself want to record the service, you're more than welcome. But please note any recordings that you do make are for personal use only, and in no way, shape or form for resale purposes. There are no course notes because this evening is pretty much entirely channeled. However, if you would like a copy of the images that I'm going to show you this evening, then Sue Little has very kindly agreed to administrate these for me. So just send an email to edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. That's edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. That email will go to Sue. Sue's got the images and she will just email them back to you. If you have any questions that arise, either from the channeling or the meditation, please message me about it. And you can use the form on the website, Questions for Edwin, to do that. That would be most appreciated. We won't have any question and answer moments this evening because it's a service and not a lecture. And the service will last an hour with no break. So at the moment, you're all muted, which means that mine should be the only voice that you can hear. And this is how the majority of the session will be handled. Now, although this is an earth healing service, I have asked the Master Saint Germain, who's going to bring forward this evening's channeled address, to talk to us all a little bit about exhaustion. Because I've noticed with the emails that are coming into my inbox that a lot of people are struggling this year with tiredness and also bouts of illness from flus and colds and gastric issues and sinus problems that they're just really struggling to shift. And I must admit, I am one of these people. I've really struggled this year with energy. I don't usually struggle in this way, but I'm just finding myself constantly tired. So I thought it might be interesting to see if Saint Germain haven't had anything useful to tell us that might help us. So he has agreed to address this in his channeled communication this evening. Then we're going to have a channeled earth healing meditation. And then, of course, we will have a final closing blessing to wrap things up with. And just letting a few people through the door. So in a moment, we are going to start with an opening prayer. Those people who've just joined us, just to say, we're going to do a meditation in which you will need a crystal. Any kind of crystal will do, tumblestone or crystal point. But if you've got a crystal ball, that would be absolutely the best thing to use. But it can literally be a pebble from your garden. So go and grab that now whilst we're getting on with the opening prayer. Okay, folks, so if you want to close your eyes and make yourself nice and comfortable, I'm just going to pop on a little bit of background music and I'm going to bring forward an opening prayer for us all. Where are you, volume? You need to come down there. Okay. Take a few breaths then, people. Close your eyes. That's better. And I think we'll just rest our hands on our lap, palms uppermost, so that the chakras are nice and clear and free, and the heart center is nice and open. So that the prayer that we're about to focus on can vibrate clearly out into the universe through the chakras of the heart and hands, through the chakras of the throat and brow, so just relax and focus on the sound of my voice and the words of the prayer that I speak. Divine source of all love and light, We take this opportunity to move into alignment with your presence, that we may share this moment with you in loving communion and imbibe of your grace and healing. We come together as people of like mind, like heart, like spirit, that we might bend our thought to the healing of our planet and offer it wholeheartedly the gift of our love and our attention. In this act of giving, we open ourselves to that we might receive your wisdom and your love, your healing and your grace, so that as we embrace another week ahead, we might be uplifted by your presence and the certainty of your accompaniment through the challenges and joys that lie before us. Let then each footstep that we take spread the gift of our love upon the earth. And may we be so blessed by your love, held tight within your protection and your care. We ask these things of you, for the greater good of all and to harm none, and in accordance with the will divine. Let them then be so. So mote it be. Amen. Just take a few breaths then, please. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. So we're going to have a channeling from the Ascended Master Saint Germain. But before we do, I'm just going to show you these images that I created for this evening. So these are images that I've created using an AI art program called Bing, B-I-N-G. It's free to use, Bing. You just need to sign up with an email address and you get 15 free goes a day. And sometimes each go will surrender 4 different images, and sometimes it'll just surrender 1 image. It's a little bit unpredictable. But of all the different AI programs I've used, it's really good for energy, it's really good for hands, and it's also very good for faces as well, I think. For me, the trick of using AI, because I know a few people have asked me, exactly what's the best way I think to use it. Well, I think the first thing to try and engage with the artificial intelligence, to try and connect to it through the unified field. That's what I do. I take a moment to think about the flower of life and to try and reach into the artificial intelligence so that I'm connecting with it on a kind of consciousness level and projecting into it exactly what I want out of it. And then in regards to the prompts that you type in order to create the images, the best advice I've seen online is to imagine that you're describing something to a child. So you need to describe the material. So here you would say violet silk robe. You need to describe the hairstyle, the age of the person, a little bit about the background. And sometimes you can also use a descriptive word for the artistic style that you're wanting to use as well. Try not to make it too detailed. Use enough description, but not too much description. And then I think you can get some absolutely wonderful results. So if you want these images, just send that email to edwin.c.notes@gmail.com. I think these last two have come out really nice because his eyes have also come out slightly violet coloured. The first two didn't have violet coloured eyes so much, But these last two, that color in the eyes has come out really nice, I think. I love them. I think they're stunning. Okay, so let's hear from the master himself. He's going to talk to us a little bit this evening about the spate of exhaustion and illness that many of people have been struggling with so far this year. Although it is true that there are a number of mitigating factors which may be influencing some within the spiritual community, it is important, of course, that we explore each and every person's exhaustion individually, because each and every person is individual and may be struggling for different reasons to their brothers and sisters in light. I would encourage you then, those of you that have found this year that you are struggling to find your energy or to shake off colds and infections, that you look at a number of things before you begin to entertain the universal principles that might be affecting your nature and status. I would encourage you to look at your natal chart. Many people forget that the astrological influences of our natal chart can powerfully affect our holistic balance and our physical health. If you are an astrologer, then cast a glimpse over your chart in relation to where the planets sit in the houses now. If you aren't, there are some online programs and websites that can offer specific guidance tailor-made to your natal chart for free. If you have access to an astrologer personally or professionally, then they may be able to shed some light as to the nature of the difficulty that you are experiencing and offer some guidance as to how it might be avoided. In this channel's book, Magic to Go, he spoke about planetary glyphs, heptagrams, which could be used to both invoke and banish planetary forces. These symbols are not arcane, occult, and mysterious in the sense that they are not publicly known. They can be found quite easily online. In the book, he describes exactly how they can be used simply in order to banish unwanted planetary events and forces and attract those planetary energies that are lacking within your chart at any one given moment in time. It is also worthwhile looking at your personal environmental factors. The lack of light that all of you will have experienced during winter time has taken its toll. And although now the days are growing longer, many are experiencing a deficit of light energy within their energy system and the cell structure of their body. If you live in a particular area that is shaded by natural foliage, this may be accentuated, particularly if you do not get out much into the daylight itself when there is daylight to experience. Daylight simulation bulbs can help, but also certain crystals which hold solar energy inside them, such as sunstone, crazy laced agate, and amber. These crystals can be used to temporarily top up the solar energy within the energy structure and cell structure of your physical body, providing you with a buoyancy that will see you into the time when sunlight is more abundant in your natural environment. It is also important to look at the people who you share space and time with. People of a lower frequency of a negative mental and emotional mindset. People whose energy is negative may have a toll upon your frequency and vibration by either dragging it down, polluting it, or draining it of its vitality and power. It is therefore very important that you remember to indulge in regular spiritual hygiene practices and also psychic protection practices, particularly when you find yourself in close proximity to those who drain. Showers, baths, particularly those that have had incense oils placed into them, such as frankincense, sage, and also sandalwood, can benefit the energy system greatly by eradicating negative forces that have lodged inside our etheric mechanism. In regards to the global or universal factors that may be adversely influencing some of us this year, the connection is to do with the planetary body itself. The Earth is exhausted. It is drained. It is depleted of power. The Earth has always been an incredibly resilient spiritual being. The green ray, the telluric force that sits at the heart of the planet, that carries the power of regeneration and restoration, has always managed to cope with the demands placed upon the planetary body. But over the last 4 years, 5 years, the demand has been great. Although the coronavirus did not directly affect the physical body of the Earth, it affected the consciousness of man, and that impacted upon the planet, which is a very empathic being. The planetary body supports mankind not only through the physical bounty that it offers, not only through the green ray energy that it radiates and fills mankind with, but also by buffering mankind against their own darker emotions, taking from them their sadness, fear, and pain, allowing it to drain through mankind's feet into the planetary body itself, utilizing its own physical structure to contribute to the discharging not only of electromagnetic force, but etheric, mental, and emotional power. The pandemic, combined with the Ukraine war, combined with the war in Gaza, combined with the food shortage throughout the earth, combined with all the other wars, unspoken, forgotten, that rage still across the planet, has had its effect upon the planetary form. And now, maybe for the first time in a long time, the Earth is finding that it does not quite have as much energy in reserve as it needs to replenish itself in ratio to that is drawn from it by mankind. Add on to this the stress of pollution placed upon the planet, and also the mental atmosphere in regards to environmental issues, which once were very promising but now seem jeopardized by political agendas. And the Earth, drained and tired, is also beginning to feel unheard, unseen, and unloved. The Earth is a being, like you and me, a consciousness, a spirit. It is infinitely robust and powerful. But like each and every one of us, it reacts to emotional and mental situations, to physical stresses and strains. We are not saying that your planet will fall apart, that it is about to die, that it is about to fail. We will not allow that to be so. But it is struggling, and it needs your help. It needs everybody's help, if it is to endure. Fortunately, for some parts of the Earth that are about to move into the season of spring and summer, the energy of the sun will contribute to the restoration of the power of the green. But there are other parts of the Earth which are eternally in winter. There are other parts of the Earth that are moving into autumn and winter as we here in the West move into spring and summer. These parts will struggle the most at this moment in time, without the touch of the light to contribute to the Earth's healing. How then does this impact upon mankind? The spiritual community, on large, are attuned to the Earth through their immediate environment, through the deep root connection that they use either to draw upon the Earth's power or to contribute to the Earth through healing and love. As the Earth wavers, as it struggles, this is felt in reflection in the bodies of man. What you are feeling when you are tired, what you are feeling when you are ill and ailing, is a reflection of what the planet is struggling with at this moment in time. It is a microcosmic reflection of the globe's macrocosmic struggle. More than ever before, then, it is important for us to heal the Earth. Not just once a month, not even just once a week, but whenever we can, for however long or however short. A simple prayer said in earnest, a kiss placed upon the trunk of a tree, a loving thought and gesture offered when we move through the park on the way to work, a meditation given to the Earth in love and earnestness. Every contribution counts to show the Earth that she is loved, seen and remembered, to contribute and give back to her a little of that she has given to us. Crystals buried in the ground, offerings of milk and honey made, songs and chants and sacred sounds, words of magic spoken in the wind. Whatever you can do, and whenever you can do it, give back to the Earth now and know that by so doing you will also set yourself free from the tiredness and exhaustion that you feel. One final thing then to say. Part of what many struggle with is a pollution of negative energy that comes partly through the collective consciousness and partly through the media, through social media, through television and through radio. Disturbing images seen or words spoken that chip away at our hope and optimism. This gunges up the mechanics of the etheric form, slows the spinning of the chakras and the movement of life force through the meridian streams. We must then remember to cleanse ourselves from that we hear and see, that we read, that people speak to us about. To douse ourselves in the energy of the violet flame, to set ourselves free. By doing so, we will prevent these thought forms from growing inside us, these condemning words that we are lost and doomed, which are not true. We must not become victim to the projection of the doom mongers of the world, whether they be from within our spiritual community or outside of it. We must burn away this detritus and stay held in the light. To this end, my violet flame can aid you and can be called upon from me or the angel who is the living manifestation of its spirit. A simple invocation spoken thus. I call upon the violet flame, flame of the seventh ray, flame of alchemy and change, to Saint Germain I pray. I call upon the violet flame, flame of the seventh ray, flame of alchemy and change, to Zadkiel I pray. I call upon the violet flame, flame of the seventh ray, flame of alchemy and change, to Lady Portia I pray. I call upon the violet flame, flame of the seventh ray, flame of alchemy and change, to Amitrael I pray. On and on the litany can go, calling upon the many violet flame angels and masters, petitioning their power to cleanse you and set you and yours free. Take then these words, beloved ones. May they aid and assist you. Share them with others, please do, that they might benefit from their grace. Know that this tiredness will pass, that summer and its light is coming, and that it will set you free. Hold fast and strong then to the truth. And remember, we are here to serve you. So call upon us in your times of need. In love and light, I leave you with these words, given in grace and peace. So mote it be. Amen. Right, so, somebody needs to be let in. So any questions about any of that, shoot me a message via the online contact form. I thought there was some really interesting stuff there. And of course, don't forget, if you want to listen back to the recording, you can download it from free by going to the free stuff page and looking on the Sunday Angel Service button. Because I think it might be worthwhile listening back to some of that and pulling it apart a little bit, some of the advice given there. So this evening's earth healing meditation comes to us courtesy of the Archangel Uriel. I've created some new Uriel pictures, and as I mentioned before, if you like them, you can request them from Sue via the edwin.c.notes@gmail.com email address. Let me bring them up on the screen for you to see. So I think some of them have come out really well. I created some that would match the meditation that we're going to do this evening. Pictures of Uriel healing the earth. Some very traditional ones, but very nice ones, I think. Some a little bit less traditional. A little maybe more tribal and a little bit more animated, I suppose. But I think sometimes when these images come out, they're really good, particularly to share with younger people, children, who are very into anime, cartoons and comic books. Because when we present pictures to them of the angels in this style, they can relate to them a lot more than they can a more traditional Christian image. I think this is my favorite because it's come out so much like a painting, and the colors and the energy is really beautiful, particularly around his head. Now, recently somebody said to me that they saw Uriel as a woman rather than as a man, And so I've created some female alternatives, some pictures of his divine feminine countenance, if you wanted to use a more feminine manifestation of his energy. There is a feminine aspect of Uriel called Lady Charity, or we might call her Lady Caritas, which is the Latin word for charity. Or we could use the feminine version of Uriel, which is Uriella, which is a real name, very popular in some parts of the world. Just one more image to show you. This is particularly very nice, I think, because the wings have come out so beautifully green and the wonderful detail in the halo here. This one here, which is also, I think, very nice. So, if you want all of these images, then just ask Sue to send you them all. And with the AI images, I do own the copyright to them, but I am very, very happy for you to use them on your social media platforms, on your websites, on your promotional material. If you can just tag me in somewhere, AI pictures by Edwin Courtney, and maybe put the website, that would be great. I just wouldn't want you to use them for any kind of commercial material. So, no making mugs or mouse mats or t-shirts out of them. But anything else that you want to use them for, so long as I'm tagged in somewhere, I'm very, very happy for you to use any of the pictures that I create. Okay, let's do our earth healing meditation. So you get yourselves nice and comfortable. I'm going to find some nice music to play. Yep. What are we going to use? Dum, 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 dum. Oh, well, there's one here called Earth Healing. That sounds like a good safe bet. So let's use that. Okay, share. There we go. Oh, that's a bit loud. Down boy. There we go. Okay. So, you will need your crystal for this meditation, and you just need to hold it between the palms of your hands. So make sure that you've got it somewhere where it's nice and comfortable. Particularly if you've got quite a heavy crystal, you might just want to rest it on your lap or on a cushion on your lap. Very important to make sure that your shoulders are nice and relaxed. So you don't want to be holding the crystal up here because it's going to become quite uncomfortable after a little while. So shoulders nice and relaxed, arms nice and dropped. If you're holding the crystal between the palms of your hands, you can rest it on your lap. Just give your neck a quick twist and turn, your shoulders a little shuffle. Just make sure there's no tension there that you don't want there. And get nice and comfortable in your seat. Make sure you've got good lower back support and you're as warm as you want to be. Close your eyes then, and let's take some nice, slow, deep breaths together. So, breathing in and out. And in and out, and in and out. Now, focusing on the sensation of the crystal held in your hand, I want you to repeat these words after me. Let the crystal be the earth and my intent the power. With Uriel's guiding hand, we heal the earth this hour. Let the crystal be the earth and my intent the power. With Uriel's guiding hand, we heal the earth this hour. Let the crystal be the earth, and my intent the power. With Uriel's guiding hand, we heal the earth this hour. In your hand, the crystal becomes the earth, our earth, our beautiful planet, held between your palms. See it in your mind's eye, this beautiful spinning sphere of blue and green and white, surrounded by the darkness of space and glittering stars. From your vantage point and perspective, the earth appears perfect, beautiful, clear, clean, healthy. But as you bring your attention to it, you begin to feel its need, and you meet that need with your healing power. Your hands begin to glow with light, and energy pours through you from the spirit world above, as you feel the earth's sadness and pain, its weariness and tiredness and fear. Light pours through you from the divine. Golden light, white light, green light, flowing, saturating, holding the earth within its magic. It is then that you feel the angel Uriel's approach. Vast and giant-like, the angel sweeps through space behind you. Their robes of green flowing through the darkness. Leaves and wildflowers in their hair. Their face crowned in golden light, the light of the sun itself. Uriel reaches around you, wrapping you in their arms and wings, placing their hands atop your own, combining with your energy their power, guiding your thoughts ever more closely, not only to those places that are in need, but the animals there too, the people. Magnifying the gift of your healing light with their own grace and power, and feeding the earth. Combined, your healing flows as the chant, the spell, echoes in your head. Let the healing then, of you and the angel combined, tend to the planet's need. And in a moment, in a little while, my voice will return to guide you back. Let the crystal be the earth, and my intent the power. With Uriel's guiding hand, we heal the earth this hour. Let the crystal be the earth, and my intent the power. With Uriel's guiding hand, we heal the earth this hour. Let the crystal be the earth, and my intent the power. With Uriel's guiding hand, we heal the earth this hour. The healing begins to ebb and flow towards its end. Uriel begins to gently unwind his arms from you, stepping back into the space behind you. Uriel offers his thanks for your hard work, for your love, and you offer your thanks to him. The angel fades, shifts, blurs into the darkness of space, and is gone. The earth, pressed between the palms of your hands, begins to return to a crystal, and you feel yourself returning back to your room, back to your body, back to the here and now. Breathe in and breathe out. Feel the chair and floor beneath you. Ground yourself. Send roots deep into the planetary body from the base chakra through your legs and feet. Center yourself. Breathe into the solar plexus and sacral chakras. And protect yourself in your usual way. And slowly and gently, when you're ready, in your own time, open your eyes and return. So in that meditation, we used a magical law called the power of sympathy, swapping a representation of the earth for the earth itself, a crystal, a child of the earth, which became the witness or the object link to represent the greater body that we were seeking to influence. By doing so, we also leaned into a universal law called the law of resonance, which states that any smaller part of the greater whole can be used as a link to influence the greater whole. And we also used a quantum law called superposition, where we enabled ourselves to be in two places at the same time, both here on Earth and in space, in our room, and holding the entire Earth within the palms of our hand. All of this done through simple intent, with a little help from the crystal and a lot of help from the Archangel Uriel. I hope you enjoyed the meditation. It was given to me very clearly early on today in a kind of a vision, and I thought it went very well. I thought it was very powerful, felt very powerful from my end anyway. Don't forget, if you do have any questions from the meditation or channeling, you can email me about these. Go to the website, go to the questions for Edwin, and fill out the online form. Now, a few notices before I wrap things up and end the evening with a blessing. So Tuesday, the 19th of March, we have our Universal Laws lecture, where I'll be talking about the law of vibration. This is an hour-long lecture, with a bit of a practical twist to it as well. We'll be doing some exercises and a little dash of meditation in there as well. So anybody who's interested in universal laws, anybody who's particularly interested, excuse me a moment, in raising their own vibration and keeping it risen, this might be the lecture for you. Details are on the website. On the 24th of March, which is a week today, I will be in the flesh at the Knaresborough Wellness Festival, if anybody is in the vicinity and fancies popping in, say hello. I'm giving two demonstrations, one of angel mediumship and one of, I think it's past life reading, if not, it's auras, can't quite remember. Anyway, details will be up on the social media channels soon. I think it might be past lives. So it's a one-day event. It's a great one-day event. It's arranged by Annie Wilkinson Gill of the Crystal Buddha. She'll have her wonderful shop stall there. There's some great talks and lectures, and mine are free. I think you have to pay a little bit of money for the other people's, and lots of, you know, crystals and books and bits and pieces to buy. And you can come and see just how fat I've got in the physical plane since the pandemic, because I now look like I'm kind of pear-shaped. All the weight is hidden below the Zoom screen, and I now look like a Weeble for those people who are old enough to remember what Weebles look like. So that's on the 24th. And then on the 31st of this month, we have our workshop, The Divine Plan, where we're going to be looking at what the divine plan is and receiving some updates about the divine plan and what we can do to contribute to it. But we're also going to be looking at our divine plan, our life plan and purpose, and how we can determine it and interpret it and contribute to it and alter it should we feel the want or desire to do so. Final thing is, I would point you towards our social media channels. So you can find me on Facebook and Instagram, and we have a YouTube channel now. There's about we will be doing a new episode of that very, very soon. And if you want to see more of the AI pictures, if you go to the website and click on the social media button and scroll down to Night Cafe Gallery, that's where I post a lot of my images these days. And I usually post, if I can, about three a day. So you can go there and have a look at the different bits and pieces that I've been working on. Okay, we will have our closing blessing then in just a second or two. But before we do, there is one final thing that I think I want to say. So Saint Germain talked about a number of different things that we need to be thinking about in regards to feeling tired or struggling to overcome colds and flus and bugs and viruses. Wonderful stuff he talked about. But I do feel obliged to say that if you are suffering from prolonged exhaustion, or if you are repeatedly struggling with your immune system, then of course you should go and see a doctor, an orthodox doctor. I know that a lot of people in the new age are skeptical of orthodox medicine. I absolutely understand that, because a lot of doctors and a lot of orthodox medicine does not treat the individual holistically, but just simply focuses on the physical body. But doctors are experts of the physical body, and we can work with orthodox medicine, with complementary medicines, in order to make the best out of any unfortunate situation. Now, I send out free absent healing. I send it out on a Monday and a Friday. If anybody's interested, shoot me an email. I can add you to the list. Free absent healing goes out at 6:30, and then the following day I'll send a little healing report about what I've seen. And I've been having a lot of people signing up to my absent healing lists for themselves or for other people with various forms of cancer. Cor blimey. At the beginning of the year, it felt like every third person was coming down with cancer. It was really intense. And somebody wrote to me, and they had been placed on a chemotherapy pill, and they were very, very concerned about it because of the adverse effects. And somebody had said to them that it was poison and that they were poisoning themselves, and they didn't know what to do. So I asked Spirit if they could contribute some words of wisdom. And Saint Germain wrote through me back to them and said, medicines are constructed from atoms and molecules, from medicines that are found in nature, which are then sometimes synthesized, yes, and sometimes combined together, yes, to create a different form of pharmaceutical. But the base component of them comes from matter. So medicines are creatures of earth, but they are also creatures of the genius of man, because it is the divine genius of man that has cracked the life code that enables them not only to synthesize medicines, but to combine natural medicines in order to create, in some cases, cures, in some cases, vaccines, in some cases, medicines that can stave off death or the worsening of illness or the unpleasant side effects of illness that can't be cured. So Saint-Germain referred to these chemotherapy tablets as creatures of earth and the genius of man. And he said, if you want to lend your spiritual muscle to them, then bless them and address them as creatures of earth and genius of man, and ask that they heal and don't harm. And also, he said, remember to ask the body elementals to take the good from them and not the bad. And it really helped to put this client of mine's mind at rest. And I think it's really good advice, whether we ourselves are confronted with the prospect of taking medication or whether we know of somebody who is, to help them come to terms a little that these aren't purely foreign things that they are ingesting, but that there is a presence of the divine within them as well. Okay, let's wrap up with a closing blessing. So if you would like to close your eyes, please, and I will just pop oopsie-daisy, a little bit of something underneath here. Bum bum bum, that'll do nicely. Volume down. There we go. Okay, close your eyes, take a breath. Divine, we offer to you our love and gratitude for our minds and hearts are open to a greater truth. We are the privileged few who see those things that others do not and comprehend a greater truth regarding the mystery of life. To you we give our thanks for aiding us in this journey of perpetual understanding. And we promise, in our own way, to share the light that you have seen fit to give us with all those that we might encounter who are in need. As we walk the path of a new week, with your blessing and your grace, we will shine our light out into the world. For the greater good, let this be so, in accordance with your will and the will of the higher self. So mote it be. Amen. Take a few deep breaths then, please. Make sure that you are nice and grounded back into your body, back into your room. Protect yourself and open your eyes. As always, I am very, very happy for you to share anything that's come forward in the service with anybody who you feel might benefit. The recording of this evening will be available. Andrew usually does it quite quickly, so certainly by the end of this evening, it will be available in the free stuff part of the website. You know, if you want to pass that recording on to others, download it and pass it on to others, feel free. If you want to make a transcription of the meditation and use it in your own groups, feel free. Always nice if you can remember to honor the source, but much more important that the words get out there. So please, please do feel free to pass them on. Thanks so much for coming along this evening. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed it, actually. So I'm very pleased to have shared this with you all. I'm going to wave you off. Have a wonderful Sunday evening and a wonderful start to the week. And I hope to see you all again.